What's up, everyone? Welcome to the May 27th edition of DraftKings Tournament Plays presented by PrizePicks. I'm your host, Adam Scherer. You can follow me on Twitter at ShipMyMoneyDFS. And as a reminder, use the code AWESOMO when you sign up and deposit at PrizePicks. You'll receive one free month of AWESOMO Plus Platinum. You'll also receive a 100% first deposit bonus up to $100 on that deposit. We have a 13-game MLB slate tonight. Potentially some weather concerns, but nothing that looks too intimidating. So hopefully all of those games stay. As usual, we're going to take a look at three of the top tournament stacks and three of the top tournament pitchers tonight using the top stacks tool and the top pitchers tool on the AWESOMO.com website. Starting with the top three stacks on DraftKings, number three, the Baltimore Orioles have a difficult matchup tonight against Garrett Whitlock in Fenway Park. But they do have a 4.8 implied run total, 6% chance of being the top scoring stack, 7% projected ownership, and a 10% chance of being the best value stack. So you are talking about some cheap hitters here that can allow you to get, you know, good plays elsewhere in your lineup. Whitlock's been very good this year, a 29% strikeout percentage, 3.15 xFIP. He has allowed 1.1 home runs per nine innings, but Baltimore offensively hasn't been very good either. 92 WRC plus and only a 126 ISO, but just a cheap team that does have some upside, especially in the top parts of their order. So still not projected to go under-owned relative to top chances of success, but when you factor in the value, it makes them look a little bit under-owned. Number two, the Colorado Rockies, another below-average offense, 95 WRC+, 146 ISO, but they do have a good matchup tonight against Aaron Sanchez in Washington. Sanchez has only struck out 10.7% of hitters this year. He has a 4.63 xFIP. He's allowed 1.63 home runs per nine innings. Colorado is projected for 1% ownership, only a 1% chance of being the top value stack, but an 8% chance of being the top scoring stack. And number one, the Los Angeles Dodgers coming off of a massive performance last night against Arizona. They get another pretty good matchup tonight against Madison Bumgarner. Bumgarner's only struck out 16.2% of hitters this year, 4.3 xFIP, 1.34 home runs per nine innings. The Dodgers have been one of the best offenses in baseball with a 120 WRC plus and a 174 ISO. They're projected for 8% ownership. They are expensive, only a 1% chance of being the top value stack, but a 15% chance of being the top scoring stack. Now, looking at the top three tournament pitchers, starting at number three, Trevor Rogers going up against the Atlanta Braves, $7,400 price tag. He's projected for 3% ownership. He has a 10% chance of being a top two pitcher, a 10% chance of being a top two value. His strikeout numbers are down a bit this year, only at 20.9%. But it is likely we see that increase a little bit going forward based on how good he was at getting strikeouts last year. 4.16 xFIP for Rogers. Dangerous matchup against the Braves. They have a lot of power. They have a lot of speed. They have a 103 WRC plus overall, but they do have a 26.9% strikeout percentage on their active roster. So plenty of upside for Rogers tonight at a pretty cheap price tag. Number two, John Gray taking on the Oakland Athletics. This is a weird one because Gray is projected for 48% ownership. He only has about a 12% chance of being a top two scoring pitcher, but he also has a 30% chance of being a top two value pitcher. So Gray, in terms of, you know, his chances of being a top two pitcher, certainly going over-owned. But when you factor in that it's only one roster spot, he's going to allow you to do whatever you want elsewhere with bats. And he also has a very good matchup against Oakland. The A's have the second lowest WRC plus in baseball at 88. They have a 23.3% strikeout percentage on their active roster. And Gray has been a solid pitcher this year with a 22.7% strikeout percentage and a 3.73 xFIP. So it's really unusual for me to mention a pitcher that's getting this much ownership here, but I fully expect to be getting to a lot of him at this price tag. It's just clearly a mispricing, and I think I'll be able to find contrarian plays elsewhere. And number one, Carlos Carrasco taking on the Philadelphia Phillies, $9,500 price tag, 2% projected ownership, 3% chance of being a top two value pitcher, 12% chance of being a top two scoring pitcher. Carrasco has struck out 20.5% of hitters so far this year, but a respectable 3.58 xFIP. The Phillies have been above average with a 106 WRC plus, but they also have a 24.2% strikeout percentage on their active roster. So to recap, the top three tournament stacks, number three, the Baltimore Orioles, number two, the Colorado Rockies, and number one, the Los Angeles Dodgers, and the top three tournament pitchers, number three, Trevor Rogers, number two, John Gray, and number one, Carlos Carrasco.